عاهد الله عليه، ومنهم من قضى نحبه، ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا. الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله. The most precious gift of Iman, the most perfect, pure and compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, the ultimate success is that a person departs from this dunya, from the short temporary stay of an imtihan in this world, and proceeds to what Allah says is the real life, the akhirah. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. For that is a life, it is true life, it is never ending. And for one who succeeds with Allah's happiness and Jannah, it is only pleasure, enjoyment, and perpetual bliss without any worries, anxieties, concerns, and difficulties whatsoever. May Allah make us amongst them. The value of Iman in Islam, and that a believer is a lamp of guidance and hidayat under all circumstances, even in the most trying circumstances prior to death. A mu'min is a giver of hidayat and guidance by the will of Allah Ta'ala. We also learn from today's talk, inshallah, that flame of Iman that burns in the heart of a believer is so valuable to Allah Ta'ala that when a person gives oneself entirely to Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the very meaning of Muslim, that my total self adopts Islam in its totality, not being selective of certain injunctions, discarding others, or not applying Islam to some parts of our bodies and life and not to others. Muslim actually means to hand over in totality. So we look at three incidents from none other than those whom Allah have made and spotlights of hidayat and guidance, through whose sacrifices Islam and Iman has reached us. The beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we understand the sincerity, the value in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how precious are their sacrifices that today you and I can be reciters of this kalima. In listening to their great virtue and accolades, let us make this niyyah and intention that we celebrate and speak about them in glowing terms, so that our Iman remains protected. We do not become of those who criticize, condemn, find fault with, and revile and hate Sahain, such as the Shia, the Rawafid. Three incidents. One is Hadrat Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu anhu. Now this was initially the slave, he was initially the slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Even before becoming a Muslim, as a slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, his name comes up on the night of Hijrah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an had hidden in the cave of Thawr on Mount Thawr. And the kuffar were hot in pursuit until they came right. The great virtue of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his family comes to the fore in this incident. He had bought and freed many, many slaves who were being persecuted. His role, as at all other important junctures, the purchasing of the land of the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, contributing all that he had, every single thing, in the expedition of Tabuk. And here on the night and the days of Hijrah, the role of his family, his elder daughter Hadrat Asma, elder daughter of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, had prepared food for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and her father for this journey. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anha's son would come and give them information at night as to which direction the searches, etc., were going on. And Amir bin Fuhaira, the slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, at that time would herd the goats of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu close to the cave and give them milk to drink from those goats. Allah later on guides him towards Islam. Now in one incident known as the tragedy of Bir Ma'una, that had hurt Rasulullah so severely, that after this massacre and deception towards the Sahaba in a group of 70 known as Qurra, who would do the noble action that during the day they would collect firewood, sell it, and from those earnings would spend on the most destitute of Sahaba radiallahu anhu in the first madrasa of Islam in Medina Munawwara, the Ashab al-Suffa. They were sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the people of the area of Najd. However, there was a deception towards them, and they were massacred. This tragedy known as Bir Ma'una that hurt Rasulullah so much that a month after that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Salatul Fajr Qunut cursed the tribes Ri'al, Dhakwan, etc., responsible for this massacre. Now within this battle, one of those who were martyred, Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu an, the person who killed him, Jabbar bin Salama himself, and also the leader of the Kuffar, the head of this deception, Amir bin Tufail, had seen clearly that the moment that Jabbar bin Salama had stabbed him, Allah Ta'ala elevated his body towards the heavens. They themselves testify, we saw his body suspended between the heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala protected his body after his death, and he was raised to the heavens. In this incident of Bir Ma'una, the tragic incident of Bir Ma'una, now here when he had given himself totally to Allah Ta'ala, had given his life for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, look at the divine means of Allah Ta'ala protecting his body even after his death. The next two incidents are related to another incident in the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Raji'. Now this had taken place shortly after the battle of Uhud, which had taken place in the third year after Hijrah. Again, two tribes, the Adal and Qarra, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and feigned that they had accepted Islam and they would like some people to teach them. On this instance, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent 10 chosen and selected Sahaba radiallahu anhu to teach them deen. And the head of this jama'at, the Amir, Hazrat Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, again, when they had come to those tribes of the Adal and Qarra who became renowned for treachery and deception, they realized then that they had walked into a trap. They took refuge on a hill. The kuffar present there tried to coax them down, that come down and we promise we will guarantee you protection. Hazrat Asim radiallahu ta'ala said that I can never trust a disbeliever on this word who have already deceived us. And they made the decision, though they were only 10, to fight against almost 200 warriors, 100 archers, until of this jama'at of 10, 7 were shaheed and martyred. The 3 who remained, Hazrat Asim bin Thabit, Hazrat Abdullah bin Tariq, Khubayb bin Adi, Zayd bin Dathina, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, when they came down on the promise of being given asylum that is normally respected and adhered to, even in the heat of war against their staunchest enemies, again treachery and deception, they started to tie up Hazrat Abdullah bin Tariq, radiallahu anhu, and he refused to go with them. They dragged him on the land and eventually martyred him. Now important, what had transpired with the remaining 2, and in it are so many lessons and our topic of discussion today. Hazrat Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu, both of them were taken and sold off as slaves in Makkah Mukarrama. They were converted to slavery and sold off as slaves. Now one of them, Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu, had killed Umayyah bin Khalaf in the Battle of Badr, and his son Safwan bin Umayyah had taken a pledge that he would eventually get hold of the killer of his father and put him to death. So he found this opportunity and purchased Hazrat Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, without hesitation and delay, he sent his slave whose name was Nastas. And just reverting back to the incident of Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu an, a very important point. When his body was being elevated to the heavens, his killer, Jabbar bin Salama, clearly saw this. And he also heard him saying in his end moments after he had stabbed him, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba, on the qasam of the Lord of the Kaaba Sharif, I have attained every form of success. He says, I found this strange that he is being killed and martyred and pronouncing success with such a strong qasam. He says, later on, Dhahhak radiallahu anhu narrated to me that he meant success, eternal success of the hereafter. Subhanallah, that even in the dying moments there were means of hidayat. Jabbar bin Salama radiallahu anhu says that it is these words that he had said in his end moments and the honor Allah had given him in his death that invited me and brought me into Islam. He himself accepted Islam. So Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu ta'ala anhu is taken. They would not kill people within the precincts of the haram. So he ordered his slave Nastas to take him outside the boundary of the haram, Tan'im, which today we know say Masjid Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is for the small umrah. And as he was about to execute him, a group of the kuffar had congregated there. Subhanallah, they were there to witness his execution. When Abu Sufyan, one of the leaders of the Quraysh, later on guided towards Islam and great contributions to Islam. Now let us remember, a leader of the disbelievers, he asks Hazrat Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, that I ask you in the name of Allah before you are put to death, if at this time you are given the offer hypothetically, you are about to be killed, that if at this time you are given the option that in lieu of being killed, you are in the comfort and luxury of your home and your beloved family members, but in order to gain this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be executed, na'udhu billah, in your place, will you accept this offer? I ask you in the name of Allah. Subhanallah, what muhabbat and love. Hadith Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu ta'ala and says, O Abu Sufyan, if I am given the option of being in the comfort and luxury of my home, and because of that even a thorn is pricking the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will never ever accept that offer. We'll soon get to the third of those prisoners, Hadrat Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala an. So Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, when he utters the statement, Hadrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu an says, I have never seen a group of followers as dedicated and loving to their leader as I have seen the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah SAW, to their leader, Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And not surprisingly, he is later on guided towards Islam himself. Amazingly, the executor, the killer of Hadrat Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu, Nastas, himself is later on guided towards Islam. The primary objective of a mu'min is to be on hidayat and attract as many people as possible under all circumstances towards Iman and Islam. Now before going to the third of the prisoners, Hadrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, let us remember the leader of this group, Hadrat Asim radiallahu anhu, was martyred. Before his martyrdom, one dua he made is, O Allah, we have been deceived. Inform our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what has transpired. Allah ta'ala through wahi and revelation informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in turn informed Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Amazing, before his death, Hadrat Asim radiallahu anhu made a dua. O Allah, protect my body after death, so that a disbeliever does not even touch my body. Now after he was martyred, there was a woman in Makkah, a disbeliever, Salafa bint Sa'id, whose sons were killed in the battle of Badr by Hadrat Asim radiallahu anhu, and she had made a pledge that if ever she got hold of his dead body, she would drink wine from his skull as revenge for the killing of her sons. And she had set out a prize of 100 camels for whomsoever brings his body, his skull to her. So some of the mushrikeen, the kuffar, desirous of this reward, knew that he is martyred. And they made an intention to get hold of his body. As they came close, Allah Ta'ala sent a swarm of wasps around him. A protection from Allah Ta'ala in the most amazing means, so much so that they could not even get close to his body because of the swarm of wasps. The creation are all the legions of Allah Ta'ala. Allah uses what and whom he wants to protect his deen and his friends. He also said amazingly in his dua, "O Allah, I am protecting your deen, so protect my body after death." When we give ourselves to Allah, to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, wholeheartedly, without compromise and sincerity, look at Allah Ta'ala's protection. So the mushrikeen said that, "Fine, the wasp will definitely not be around tonight. We will come and get hold of his body." When they came at night time, Allah Ta'ala sent a torrential rain, and in those floods his body was washed away, that they had no trace whatsoever of where his body is. Subhanallah, the protection of Allah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, there are certain servants of Allah who are so valuable that Allah protects them, and even after their death. Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala was also going to be executed by the sons of Amir bin Harith, whom he had killed in the battle. While a prisoner, a captive, one incident that awaiting his execution, he asked one of the women from the nearby houses while he was in chains to give him a razor to prepare himself before death. She says, "To my horror, a little while later, I saw my baby sitting in his lap and he had the razor." He said, "Rest assured, we are not such mean people to take the lives of your baby." Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala is taken to Tan'im also for execution. Before that, he requests permission to perform 2 rakats of salah, and he has the honor of starting this practice of any mu'min who knows that they are going to be executed to read 2 rakats of salah to end their lives with that action. Most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, when he had completed the salah, he said to the mushrikeen, and this is the power of iman, "I did not prolong my salah, I read a short salah, that you may say that out of fear of death he had prolonged his salah. Anyway, Allah made him meet his coveted end of shahadat and martyrdom. His body was left for 40 days on a cross, guarded by 40 of the mushrikeen. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the news of his martyrdom and that his body was still on that cross. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Hazrat Miqdad and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhuma to retrieve his body. When they arrived there, they saw that there were 40 people who were guarding, but all of them were asleep. They were able to retrieve his body and started to move away, but those disbelievers woke up and went hot in pursuit of them. When they got close to them, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala realized that the only thing that can help now, as all times, is the help of Allah Ta'ala, and he lowered the body to the ground. And as it got close to the ground and the mushrikeen were about to snatch it away, subhanallah, Allahu Azza wa Jal commanded the ground to open up and swallowed Hazrat Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala into its belly. And therefore his title, he is known as Bali'ul Ard, the one who was swallowed into the earth as the protection from Allahu Azza wa Jal. So these 3 incidents, Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira, Hazrat Zayd bin Dathina, Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu and Asim bin Thabit radiallahu majma'in, lesson is that when we are sincere and give ourselves totally unto Allah Ta'ala, how amazingly Allah Ta'ala takes care of a person's needs in this world, and amazingly in these incidents even after one's death. We can imagine the honor on the day of Qiyamah, which they will stand up. Allah Ta'ala make us sincere lovers of these great Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Give us the tawfiq to emulate them. Reminder, inshallah, once again, one means of showing our love and dedication to Allah is to spend of that wealth which Allah has put as an amana in our trust, and we will be questioned about it. So what honor and happiness there would be for spending for the pleasure of Allah on the house of Allah, on the madrasa, so that all good that comes and comes out of it, inshallah, will have the full reward in it. Also, announcement, inshallah, we are extremely fortunate. This Sunday morning, inshallah, one of the most senior ulama, not just of our country, but internationally, Hazrat Mufti Radhaul Haq Sahib, Hafidhahullah, our beloved Ustaz, will be having his majlis, inshallah, words of Islah, reformation, sitting in the company of the pious, has far-reaching benefits, inshallah. Lives have been changed through that. So gathering of dhikr and Islah majlis will take place on Sunday morning after Fajr. Hazrat Mufti Sahab will also be coming tomorrow evening, a valuable Jamaat, about 49 ulama who will soon be graduating as ulama from many, many different countries of the world. They will be with us from tomorrow Asr until Sunday Dhuhr, inshallah. Let us also take the benefit of such a valuable Jamaat in our midst and presence. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and acceptance, inshallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبه سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ننظر إلى البطال في فلسطين وفي أمكن أخرى في هذا الزمان الذين باعوا أنفسهم لله عز وجل مستنا بأصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما استفدنا من شهادة سيدنا خبيب بن عدي رضي الله تعالى عن بليع الأرض وشهادة سيدنا عاصم بن ثابت رضي الله عنه الذي عصم الله وحفظه بعد وفاته وكذلك من استشهاد زيد بن دثنة رضي الله عنه الذي أظهر المحبة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى آخر لمحاته قال أبو سفيان وبعد هداه الله إلى الإسلام قال ما رأيت أحدا يحب أحد كأصحاب محمد محمدا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة وأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بادي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في السودان وفي غزة وفلسطين عامة، والشام والعراق والهند وكشمير وبرما وتركستان وتركيا وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Filling the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we are into the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible. Stand in a way that once salah commences, there's no gaps between our shoulders. Our shoulders are locked to each other. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line. This is a means of protection from shaitan and disunity in the ummah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدل وتقارب تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا، بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله، والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم، والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم، ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها وظاهرها وباطنها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.